Blog Talk Radio.
Central Christian Radio Program, broadcasting live from the Log Talk Radio Network. And I'd like to thank you all for tuning in today. And I'm your host, Brian DeLorey, and I'm going to be here with you for the next 15 minutes, sharing with you from the Word of God. And today's topic of discussion is part two of the mystery of iniquity. Now, you remember yesterday I was talking about the New World Order and various things, and the scripture text for this message comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I just say from 1 through verse 12, that's the text for this message. Now, I talked yesterday about how the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Things are already in motion to bring forth the Antichrist, one world government, mark of the beast. All this stuff is in motion. It has been set in motion for thousands of years. I mean, I'm sure it was Satan's plan from the very beginning to take over the world. I mean, Satan craves worship, and he can't even get worship directed to himself. He has to do it through the agency of a human being, which is precisely what will happen when the Antichrist comes to power in the tribulation period. But until then, Satan is plotting, scheming, and working 24 hours a day to bring about his diabolical plan. And we know all this. The scripture tells us it. And I'm going to read that scripture now. I'm going to read from, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So we see from this verse of scripture that this entire plan is produced by Satan. It's his plan, and he's going to see to it that it's carried out. God is going to allow him a certain amount of latitude to do the things he wishes to do. And he will carry this all out through the agency of human beings. And he's in the process of doing that right now. But remember just one thing. He cannot do anything that is not allowed by God. And if God doesn't want a particular thing to happen, it's not going to happen. So even though he's behind it, you make no mistake about it, God's in control of the entire thing. God is going to allow Satan and God rejecting human beings to have their way for a very short period of time before he destroys them all, before he's declared to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords before the entire world. Make no mistake about that. But we know this is all happening. And so Job, at this time, is just to sound the alarm. Just like Jesus said in Luke 19:33, occupy till I come. Continue on just like we always have, preaching the gospel, doing whatever we need to do spread the gospel and disseminate the message of the kingdom of God. That's what we need as Christians need to be focused on, because we don't be focused, the new world order, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Well, we know that already. I mean, people seem to be very shocked when they hear these things. They say, oh my God, I can't believe it. Well, but the Bible said so. If you've been reading your Bible and studying your Bible, this wouldn't take you by surprise. And remember, Jesus said that this day is coming and as a snare to the entire world. And he also said, don't be concerned. I'm paraphrasing now. I don't even remember the verse of Scripture, but where it's located. But he said, don't be so consumed with the affairs of this life that day comes upon you as a snare. So, you know, if people had been watching and doing what the Bible commanded us to do, then they wouldn't be so surprised. Now, just imagine how surprised they'll be when we are taken out of here and all of this begins to happen, and they'll be caught right in the middle of it. You see, the church is not appointed to wrath. Contrary to the teaching that's now circulating through the churches, we're appointed to wrath. But there's many Bible teachers who are teaching that the church is going to go through the tribulation period. I beg to differ. The church is not going to go through the tribulation period. All you have to do is read Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. Jesus' message to the church at Smyrna was that because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of temptation that is to try all the earth. And then there's the other verse of Scripture in 2 Thessalonians, I believe it is. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to salvation through Jesus Christ. God has not appointed us to wrath. You know, we have believed God. We've accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are now citizens of the kingdom of God. And when God is ready to allow this hell to be unleashed on planet Earth, and I'm referring now to the tribulation period, I believe it's in Jeremiah 30, that's referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble, and it's also known as the Daniel 70th week. When this seven-year period begins, we will not be here. Now, there will be people here who come to Christ. We know that from Revelation chapter 5, because there were, it says, souls under the altar of God crying out for vengeance upon those who had executed them for their faith in Christ. Yes, there will be people here. There will be believers here. There will be people who come to Christ here through the ministry of the 144,000, and from the ministry of the two witnesses. There will be people that turn to God, but in that day, it will cost you your life. I would say that on a scale of, you could just say this, out of 100%, there's probably 95% of the people that give their hearts to Christ during the tribulation period, unfortunately, are going to be martyred for their faith. It's not going to be an easy time, because this man of sin, the Antichrist, is going to implement what's known as the mark of the beast. And the only way you will be able to eat or do any type of business transaction is to take his mark in your right hand or your forehead, to swear allegiance to him. It comes down to a choice at that point between God and the devil. And those who choose the mark have chosen the devil. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, that those who do this will burn in hell, and the smoke of their torment will ascend up forever and ever and ever. It will be a very trying time. In the Bible, there's never been a day like it before, and there'll never be a day like it after. This is the worst time in history. The worst time the world has ever known, that 7-year tribulation period. But we're heading to that time right now. We're headed there inexorably, and things are getting slowly but surely worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Day by miserable day, we see the workings of Satan to bring about this 7-year tribulation period and to bring about the Antichrist. And he's doing through the agency of human beings. I mentioned yesterday that we have the 6 richest families in the world who are in control of all this. I used to not believe that. I just didn't believe it. I just thought it sounded too far-fetched. I no longer believe that. After everything I've read and what I see happening in today's world, I've come to the point where I believe that this is definitely happening, and these people fund wars. They turn people against each other. They turn the Sunnis against the Shias. They turn black against white. And they fund all these things because they want this instability in the world, because it will make it easier for the Antichrist to take over. People will want to they'll be more open to receive him, because they will realize, there's no solution to these problems. It's gotten so far out of hand. We need somebody to bring a solution, and he will offer his solutions. You can rest assured of that, but there'll be satanic solutions, not legitimate solutions. And the main solution is, hey, I'm God, you worship me, I'll take care of the rest. And of course, at that time in history, God will be judging Antichrist and all the God rejectors alive on the earth at that time. And so it will be a virtual hell on earth. No. Let me rephrase that. It'll be a literal hell on earth. Asteroids falling into the ocean, tidal waves hundreds of feet high. It's going to be a frightening time, a very frightening time, and you don't want to be part of it, and you don't have to be part of it. You can escape that wrath by simply accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior and living for him. And if you do that, when the time comes and he raptures his church, you'll be right there with him, and you'll miss everything that's going to take place. Because as surely as I'm sitting here, it's coming, and it's coming very soon. As Jesus said, it's near, even at the doors. We're at that time right now. We're at that time right now. In fact, in terms of Bible prophecy, there's really nothing else that needs to happen before the rapture of the church can occur. So the rapture is imminent, and it could happen at any time. And I still have not finished this message and what I wanted to say. I got off into a lot of things. I didn't even follow the script. So I have just a few seconds left. I just want to tell you all I have a new website. It's an alternate website to my other website, True Central Christian Radio. I've been having problems with that. So I have a new website. It's called Vanguard Christian Radio. Just VanguardChristianRadio.org. You can log on to that and find a lot of things uploaded there, a lot of sermons. I will be back with you to complete this message tomorrow. And until then, I leave you with these words: keep the faith and defend the truth. Have a good day, everybody.